Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell so you can get new and upcoming shows sent to you. Now, recently I was asked to comment on something that the UFC champion, Mr. John Jones DeBone, said. Let's go ahead and listen to it, and then I'll give you my reaction.
Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, Show.
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Oh, man. Alhamdulillah. God is so good.
Alhamdulillah. He said it, and that's a powerful statement. Very profound and powerful. I did a program not too long ago where I explained some of the common terms that another one of his friends says, Habib.
Excuse me, guys. Alhamdulillah. I want to say something.
He says, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Says these things, and maybe he did it because he heard Habib saying it. And maybe he watched our video where we explained the breakdown of it, what it means, the significance behind it. And when you know that, it's very powerful. But I look at it as an invitation from John Jones for us to have a nice little conversation. And inshallah, God willing, he gets this message. And all the fans of John Jones also get this message too. Now, the one thing, we'll start out with a few, we'll break it down like this. I'm going to start off with one thing and have him think. Have you think. Imagine walking into a house, because this all reflects around this statement that he made, Alhamdulillah. And at the end, he went on to say, all praise and gratitude and glory is to the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Without God, I am absolutely nothing. All glory be to God.
Now, imagine walking into a house. In the first room of the house, there's a man telling you to worship another man. It could be a woman. It could be anything in creation. What would you do? What would you do? Imagine that. I think we'd pass. Any sane human being would say, you know what? I'm not going to worship another human being. Rather be a messenger, a saint, anybody. Room number two, you walk in and you see sticks, stones, and bones, idols all over the place. And you're invited to worship these idols, sticks, stones, and bones. Mr. Jones, what would you do? I think you did the right thing if you declined. Let's move on. Room number three, you walk in. And now the roof is off the top of this portion of the house. And you look up and you can see the sun and the stars and the mountains and the nature. Some call it Mother Nature. Now you're invited to worship one of these things. What would you do? I think you're very intelligent and sincere if you declined to not just the first one, the second one, and the third one. Moving along, you're going to the fourth room in the house. You walk in. There's no sticks, stones, and bones. No one's asking you to worship a human being, a saint, a messenger, a woman, money, none of these things. But someone is going over the attributes of the Creator, telling you that this Creator, he's the unseen. You don't see him, so there's nothing to look at. But you get to know him by his beautiful attributes, that he's the most loving, the most kind, the most just. That he's one and alone worthy of worship. That he's not a man or a woman, but he created man and woman. That he's unique, absolute, eternal. He's not the father of anyone, nor was he fathered. Now, some people might stop because they've been programmed to believe that God has a literal son. Literal, I'm talking about. Now, think about that. You know, cats have kittens. Dogs have puppies. Cows have calves. If God had a literal son, what would that imply? That God had another baby God, then you'd have two gods? Doesn't make sense. So when we continue on and we say this person is describing, actually God is talking to the human being about himself, these attributes and qualities, otherwise it'd be left to us to make it up on our own. But it's something that fits. That he's one and alone worthy of worship, unique, absolute, eternal. He doesn't become born and die. He doesn't get tired, sick, eat, get hungry, go to the bathroom. No, these are not qualities of God. And he's not the father of no one, nor did he father anyone. And there's nothing comparable to the one creator. Now you choose one, two, three, or room number four. This is just an example, an analogy. That you can go ahead and think logically. Because when you said Alhamdulillah.
Oh man, Alhamdulillah. God is so.
You chose room number four. You said that. You just need some nurturing now. Because when you said Alhamdulillah, you said that there's nothing worthy of all praise and glory except the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Alhamdulillah. Point number two, I want to bring it home, is that Jesus, peace be upon him, this mighty messenger, he also said Alhamdulillah. Jesus, yeah, that's right. His name was Isa. Now, what did he say in Mark 10:18? Of what we have left of the Bible, because we know we don't have a copy of a copy of a copy of anything original. Bible scholars tell us this.
People, of course, call the gospel books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, they call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because we don't know who wrote these books, and there's no point calling them Sam, Fred, Jerry, and Harry. I mean, they're written by people we don't know who they were written by. They are anonymous. You might not think so because they have the title, The Gospel According to Matthew. Whoever put that title on it was an editor later. The followers of Jesus were Aramaic-speaking peasants from Galilee, lower-class men who were not educated. In fact, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, are literally said to be illiterate. They couldn't read and write. Of course not. They were fishermen. They didn't go to school. The vast majority of people in the ancient world never learned to read, let alone write. And their native language was Aramaic. These books are written in Greek by highly educated, rhetorically trained writers who are skilled in Greek composition.
So what we have there attributed to Jesus, he said, when one came up to him and said, "Oh, good master, what good thing can I do that I may have eternal life?" Jannah, paradise, meaning how do I get to the real home? Because this home is short-lived. You know that, Mr. Jones, Mr. John Jones Bones. This life is going to end. It's short. And all the messengers of the Creator sent to guide humanity who came with that same message, worship the Creator, not the creation. They also warn people about the hellfire, the carrot and the stick. Human beings need motivation. So they warn people of the hellfire if they follow their whims and desires and worship another god next to God. And they also gave the glad tidings. So this individual came to this mighty messenger Jesus and said, "Good master." He's praising him, saying, "Good master." And add some more praise to that if you like. He's praising him, saying, "What can I do to get to paradise?" Look at the response attributed to Jesus. He said, "Why are you calling me good? There is none good except the Creator of the heavens and earth." Look, he's saying Alhamdulillah. He's moving out of the way and directing all of that glory, all of that praise to the Creator of the heavens and earth. Alhamdulillah. So Mr. John Jones, we covered these two important points, and I'm going to leave you off with the third. The third goes something like this, that every human being should want to know how they ended up on this earth. The same way you'd want to know how you ended up in the cage. How you ended up in this world is even more important. More important than how you ended up on a train or airplane. And then, why are you here? What's the purpose of my life? What's the goal? It doesn't make sense, Mr. Jones. Mr. John Jones, my friend, and everybody else, his fans, watching in, tuning in, that you'd be put here on this earth and there wasn't an ultimate goal. Imagine being in the UFC cage and there was no ultimate end. There was no goal. You know what the goal is? To get the submission, to get the TKO, to finish with a win. Imagine life being without a goal, a purpose. That doesn't make sense. But many of us are living life without an ultimate purpose. And I'm not talking about the means. Many people take the means as the ultimate goal. And then where are we going when we leave this earth? Remember, Mr. Jones, John Jones, my friend, that every day, that's why the urgency should be in all of us to want to figure this out. Because every day, just in this country alone, 7,000 people approximately die every day. Every 12 seconds, someone is departing, leaving this life. They might have amassed all the money, all the titles. They have had all the good times, included with all the rocky times, the bad times. At the end, what do you have? You depart, you leave. You didn't figure it out. And I'm telling you, once you leave this life the same way, you cannot just go and say, "I'm a good person." But you go to work and you break all the rules. Or you don't even show up to work. Only when you want. It doesn't work. "I'm a good person. I'm not harming nobody. Hey, but you're not fulfilling your duty and responsibilities at work. What about in the cage? You don't show up for your fights, nor do you follow the rules of the cage. Mr. John Jones, imagine someone pulls out a shank, pulls out a switchblade, starts to bite, eye gouge, says, hey, man, I'm a good person. I was just trying to win the bout. No, even in the cage, there's rules. Even in the cage, there are rules. And in this life, it's not good enough to say, hey, I believe in God. I'm a good person. It doesn't work like that. The Creator sent messengers with these rules. We have them. Just because certain people aren't living by them or a majority of people aren't doesn't mean they're not there. It's up to you to be sincere within yourself and to do this little piece of homework. I don't want to inundate you with too much information, but this is something for everybody to reflect over on these questions. And this way of life that we live, we call it the Deen, the way of life that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, all the messengers that the Creator sent, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, just the last and final messenger who was sent as a mercy to the world. They all brought the same message, to submit your will to the Creator of the heavens and the earth and to put Alhamdulillah in the center of your life, that all praise and glory belongs to the Creator of the heavens and earth. And you strive to please your Creator before you meet your Creator. And it's not by following your whims and desires. Now, I'll cut out with this, and hopefully they'll motivate you to do the homework, where the Creator is saying, in a book that we know is from the Creator, the verbatim word of God, the Quran, you should view it as a potential book from the Creator. Everybody should investigate, should put it to the test, and not through the haters, not through the Islamophobes. You sincerely, on your own, you dig deep down in yourself, do the homework, connect with some people of knowledge in this area. But most of all, first and foremost, be genuine, sincere with you in yourself, and ask the Creator, the one that you said Alhamdulillah to,
Alhamdulillah,
alone, for guidance. Say, look, if this way of life this gentleman is talking about, my friend Eddie from the Deen Show, or these other Muslims like Habib and these others that I know, who say stay connected to God, stay connected to prayer, keep it humble. The good things that they revolve their life around, Islam, if this Islam is the way of life from the Creator, from you, guide me to it. We just ask the Creator to guide you. This is the homework I want to leave with you. And then the verse from the Quran is so powerful, and it makes the task very easy. Almighty God is saying, now imagine this, if you were living during the time of Jesus, he would have been speaking Aramaic.
Al-tikhalon.
He didn't speak English. Imagine if you can go ahead and quote something from him in Aramaic, which is a dead language. But there's a sister language, the Arabic, and the Quran has been preserved like no other book, memorized by millions all over the world. Tells you the purpose of life, why you've been created, prophecies, signs upon signs, the development of the human being, and all of these things compiled in his books to prove that there's no way that it can have came from other than the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It says in here, making your job easy, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever chooses a way of life, a deen, a way of life other than total submission and surrender to the Creator of the heavens and earth. This is equaled with one word, Islam, because that's what Islam means, submission to the will of the Creator. Whoever chooses other than this as a way of life, a total way of life, that person in the hereafter will be among the losers. And there's only two places to go after this life, Jahannam, the hellfire, or the paradise. And Jesus and all the messengers, Moses, Abraham, Muhammad, all of them, they call people to the love and mercy of God, to the paradise and away from the hellfire. So Mr. John Jones, make that Alhamdulillah something, not just a trend, the train that you jump on, but something that you really live, something that you really want to connect you with the Creator from. And these are those signs. Because it's easy. Believe me, my friend, you'd have people lined up all over. You've exceeded certain heights that many people will never. But you got people fighting in backyards and garages all over the place. But you know where courage comes? That when you find the truth, when the truth comes to you, that you're willing to go up against all odds to be upon that truth, to be upon that truth. It's easy to be upon a way of life, on a religion that nobody's going to mock you because there's no fear of the consequences. But believe me, the truth is going to be mocked, is going to be ridiculed, and you see it happening today with Muslims and Islam. So if you're really courageous and you really want to please your Creator, do that homework, and then as that truth comes to you, submit to it, be proud to be a part of it, and live it no matter what everybody and their mother says, no matter what everybody in the world says. Thank you very much, guys. That was my reaction to the John Jones. I hear also that you are part of the Gracie Baja Academy, and this is from your brother also, who was the first American rep for here in America of Gracie Baja. Let's connect. Let's hook up. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already to The Dean Show, where we can inform you every time a new and exciting video comes out. Hit the notification bell. Until next time, God willing, inshallah. Alhamdulillah.